One of the apps, and I'm considering doing a travel podcast, maybe stay tuned for that, but one of the apps that I use is called The Voice, and it works really well.
That is a cool app.
It does turn everything that the camera sees into soundscapes, but beyond that, and I think that feature should not be understated because it's very valuable. I was playing around with it. Well, I do a lot of using it, but I was playing around with following the lines on the crosswalks today, and that was kind of interesting.
Well, actually, Nimmer, I started playing around with it with your because of your high recommendations. I think when we were talking, it must have been last week on the show.
Yeah.
And I actually managed to not use a cane. Now, I did this at nighttime because I knew there wouldn't be anyone around, but not use a cane and walk along a couple of streets nearby to my house, and I managed to follow, with this app, the grass verge.
Yes.
Because you can actually, and the soundscapes, I know that for somebody that's coming into this app, you're going to find it potentially quite frustrating. You've really got to persevere. But once you get used to it, it's really quite impressive.
Yeah.
It really is. I was very, very impressed with how accurate it was.
And it's really powerful in that you can also use color filters. So if you're looking for something that's red, then you can enable that color filter. If you drop a white cane, a red cane, or the cane that has red tape on it or something on the ground, you're looking for that cane, very easy to enable that red filter. Some of the canes here have red on them and or white or whatever. You know, they have different color filters. Or if you're looking, your Uber's coming and you're looking for a particular color Uber, you know, it'll say.
Well, I was amazed with the color thing because, again, I was doing this at night. I put it on actually for a blue color filter, and I was able to find what I would assume was a blue car. Now, obviously, I can't be 100%, but it was even able to find that at nighttime. So it was pretty impressive. Yeah. Mm.
So, but one of those, so I wouldn't discount the soundscapes, but one of the things that it does in these mode discussions that I'm having is that in the settings, you can enable, I want to have barcodes announced. I want to have face detection on. I want to have text read out. And it's not just one at a time. It's all of them that you have enabled. So as soon as it sees a face, it will tell you face left, face up, face right, face center. As soon as it sees a barcode, it'll tell you that, you know, it's found this barcode. This is what it is. As soon as it sees a, you know, whatever it is, whatever you have enabled. And that I'm fine with. Being able to check and uncheck what you want to hear, kind of filter out what you want to hear, I'm fine with that. The problem I have with the modes is that you can really only do one at a time, and you have to very intentionally stop to enable the one that you want.
Yeah, and that's the last thing you really want to. I mean, if you're walking along, you want it to be seamless or as seamless as possible.
Yeah, and I do walk around. So during the daytime, I'll just talk a little bit about my setup. I have a pair of Vision 800 glasses. These are Chinese glasses that are about $150 on eBay, somewhere around there. Quite, you know, a little bit higher price than I would think that they're worth, except that I don't really put a price on being able to use the voice in a portable way. And I think it's a really nice app. So I do buy them, and these are running like Android 4.4 or something like that, really old version of Android. Camera is 8 megapixel or 5 megapixel, not the best camera, definitely not good in low light. But during the daytime,
8 megapixels good enough during daytime. Yeah, that's good.
During the daytime, it works really well. It doesn't have like a night sight or anything like that. But during the daytime, it works well. And even at night, it's enough to where you can follow the lines on a sidewalk or something like that. And it works really well. And I have that attached to a battery pack because the battery on its own would last something like an hour and a half or an hour to an hour and a half of constant usage. So I just have it plugged into a battery pack. And that works really well. And then at night, I can just mount my phone to my forehead using a GoPro mount or just carry it in my hand, and you can use your phone. And that works well, too. And actually, the camera on the phone is better. But with the voice or any of these OCR apps, the more cameras you have, the better the camera. It doesn't mean that you're automatically going to get better results just because these apps aren't really taking advantage of all the power of the camera, all the cameras can do. So just because a camera is necessarily better on paper, it doesn't mean it's going to be. I mean, as an example, my phone camera isn't that much better during the daytime. At night, it makes a big difference because it does low light mode.
And it's also got a lot to do. I mean, different users are going to get different results. It depends on how good your directional sense is. It depends. There's a lot of factors. And this is why I will always argue with people that say, oh, this app's crap because it doesn't do this, or it's good because it does this. But everyone's going to have different results.
They do.
Just depending on your ability or whatever you're good at. You might be good at, I don't know, you know, every time that you walk out of your house that you're walking east, or you might know that certain signs should appear here, but other people wouldn't know that. So everyone's case is going to be different.
The 800 glasses that you talked about, so does that work by you pairing it, you know, to your phone via Bluetooth, or does it actually receive like...
Oh, no, it has its own camera and its own, you know, its own, it's own pretty much an Android phone. It's just
the
shape
of
glasses.
Oh, so you can actually install the app on it?
Yes, you run the app directly on the glasses themselves.
Yeah, you don't need a phone at all.
Harshad says, is the voice on the Play Store? Yes, it is on the Play Store.
Absolutely.
Now, one thing that if you first open the app, it's going to immediately start with the soundscapes. And if you've never heard them before, they're screechy.
It may scare the daylights out of you.
All right. Now, there's a mute button. You can mute the soundscapes. You can turn up the sound of your TTS or turn down the volume of the voice, just the normal way that you turn up and down volumes. So you can then tap on options, and you can view all the options in there. If you go into the settings, you can actually disable the soundscapes altogether. I really think that if you're going to learn to use the voice, you should learn to use the soundscapes, and they have a nice little tutorial on their site, or you could just walk around and experiment. But if you don't want to use the soundscapes and you want to use the OCR, one of the best things that I like about it is when it sees text, it reads it in the direction of the text. So if the text is on your left, it reads it on your left. And if it starts reading garbled text on your left side, or just says text on your left side, then you know, hey, I should turn the camera. I should turn my head and face that direction, and maybe I'll capture some better results. So I really like that, and it also helps with signs and stuff, so you know what direction the text is coming from. So definitely an app that I recommend.
The other thing about the soundscapes, and as you just said, Nima, I know that they're going to be very frustrating, and it'll take, like, I was playing around with it over the last week. It took me a good day or so to get used to it and to really perfect it. You've really got to give it a chance. Don't just go into it for 10 minutes and go, oh, this is too hard. Just give it a good go, a good day or two, just try it. It's really worth it. You're going to get far more out of the app, honestly, using the soundscapes. It really does make a difference.
If you don't like the particular ones that it uses in the options, in the settings, there is one that's called Enable Musical Soundscapes or something like that. And enabling that, you don't quite get the same level of detail, but you do get some users will say nicer soundscapes, a little bit more pleasant listening.
And that's definitely one of the better apps, and I'm glad that you did mention that last week, because I had looked at it a while back and not really looked at it properly, but it's definitely anybody out there that does do a lot of walking around, or especially if you're in different environments or new environments, definitely worth looking at.
Absolutely. I look at new environments just to be able to tell, you know, where the crosswalk is on a particular complex intersection or something. It's really helpful.
Or even if you're looking for a doorway that you've never been to, at least you can easily find where there's a gap or where there's a, you know, like there should be a door there. I mean, it definitely makes life a bit easier. Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Well, I think that's our OCR discussion. But if you have any questions on OCR, my best advice to you is download an app, play around with it, use it. Figure out if it works well for you. See if you like it. See if it meets your needs. And if it does, don't bother looking for a different one.
Yeah.
Because there's a ton of these on the Play Store. And
it's the same
next
with the OCR stuff. I mean,
next time you come on the mailing list, and if you're going to ask which OCR works best, I'm probably going to send a long rant about how there's a billion apps. This is a fair warning. I think this is kind of in the same league as radio apps. Okay, look, just download it, try it out. Here's a bunch of them that exist. We've mentioned quite a number on here. We've had a demo of the guy that has Speak. And
if you go into the Play Store and type in Envision AI, there'll probably be half a dozen of other apps that'll pop up. If you don't like Envision AI, play around with those other half a dozen.
Sullivan Plus. There's a ton of these things.
Heaps, you know.
But anyways, I want to thank Karthik for coming on our show last week and for agreeing to let us know about what's coming ahead in the app. Also for providing us with a demo subscription of the app. We truly appreciate that, to be able to demo that for you guys. Definitely truly appreciate Karthik from the Envision AI team. And we look forward to seeing what comes next with it.
And if you're a developer out there listening and you'd like us to demo it, your app, because we're all for demoing any app that's blind or visually impaired. Just flick us through an email annatadpodcast@gmail.com. We're definitely up for that. So.
Yes, definitely. Mm. Yep. Yeah. We just ask that you promote us, and we'll we'll help you out too, and we'd love to demo it. Yeah. And Warren, he's got an app for us. So
I got a little app that I talked about, I think, on the forum. It's called
Kryptonite, something like that.
So is that made by Deep Purple?
It's like coming fast. So Cryptid is from a developer called Hexencode. So it's Cryptid, C-R-Y-P-T space I-T, Cryptid. All right, so I'm going to launch Cryptid. It's very simplistic. I love apps that are simplistic. So I open up the welcome, and at the bottom, of course, you got like this is a tutorial page, and you have the there's a skip on the left most, and then there's a next, which is to the bottom right, and in the middle is the one that doesn't speak, but that would be like if I had tap on next, then that if I tap on that one, it will take me back to previous. So, so you just go next and next.
With a 256-bit military grade encryption algorithm, three-way key salting and multi-level remuneration, we ensure the files we encrypt can never be touched or fiddled with without your consent.
Okay.
Next, out of pager.
Next.
Files encrypted by Cryptid can only be decrypted by its own unique algorithm accompanied by your provided password or fingerprint. Just Cryptid, that's it.
So you could either use your you could use a password or use your fingerprint reader if your phone has one of those. I'm going to go to next.
Next,
of course, my Pixel 4 doesn't have that, and I don't believe that this thing supports face recognition. Okay.
Respect your privacy and satisfy your files don't bleed your device. Encryption and decryption are done locally and without the internet. To ensure only genuine and non-tampered copies of the app are functional, we perform a purchase and integrity check on the first launch which requires internet access. The pager.
All right.
Start. Out of pager.
So, at the end of it, there's a start.
Allow Cryptid to access photos, media, and files on your device. Allow button. Deny button.
So, you get either allow or deny.
Allow button. Cryptid. Encrypt.
So by default, now that we're on this page, near the top, middle of the phone, you have choose a file, which means you could choose a file that you would like to encrypt. And below that, you could tell it to delete the file after encryption or not to delete the file. So the password would be for the file that you want to encrypt.
Password, confirm password, edit box.
And you have to reconfirm that password.
Encrypt with password button.
And then when you've done that, then tap on encrypt with password. And now at the bottom, we have these tabs. On the left,
selected, encrypt, out of pager.
That's the encryption by default. That's the one on the left.
Encrypt.
Then there's a decryption in the middle.
Explorer.
And Explorer will be, if I tap here, it will take me to the list of files that I have encrypted. So I'm going to go up here, tap, choose a file, and it's going to launch where you can. Let me see. So if I want to encrypt, maybe. I don't have much here. So I'm going to tap on my ML manager. I don't think I have anything in there. I should encrypt Michael's voice message or something crazy like that, you know, from Telegram. Okay.
Documents.
I don't have anything in my documents. So this phone doesn't really, it's not my media device, so I don't have anything on here. So let's see if I have any downloads. I don't have anything here, guys. So, but you got the idea. The whole idea is just to choose that file and go choose what you want. Once you have the file, then you type in the password that you would like to use in encrypting the file with. And of course, you can choose to either delete the source file or not to delete the source file. And then once you have that, all those parameters met, then you can tap on the encrypt with password in word or encrypt with a device ID. That means like if your phone has a fingerprint reader. So the app again is very simplistic. I'm gonna put the URL. Nimmer is gonna put it up there. I believe I already have it there. So if you like it, you'll get it. It was for I don't remember. I think it was 99 cents when I posted it. It was free. But by now, I believe that app is back to its normal price. But if you like hiding stuff, this is definitely something you want to get that will be encrypted.
So if you don't delete the source file, then what's the point of encrypting it if you don't delete the source file? And you have the source file still there.
Well, it does offer you to delete the source file if you want. Yeah.
That's good. The other thing is, if your phone is already encrypted, then why would you want to double encrypt it?
Well, if your phone is encrypted, and if I have my file on, if someone grabs my device, he can access all of my phones, you know, most especially if I, you know, let's say I didn't, you know, turn off my screen. I just jump quickly to get something and someone grabs it. Of course, they're going to see my files. So there you go. The whole idea is to be able to...
So what kind of encryption do they use?
Oh, it says it uses the, what did it say at that, you know, welcome screen? I was the A's, whatever, 250, whatever.
Oh, is that good encryption or can that be hacked? Austin?
I don't know. Maybe, and this is from...
I assume it's using AES 256.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. You're telling the story.
Well, I could look back at the, you know, what the welcome thing says, though, because it did say what it is. So here, I just cleared the... I thought I cleared it now. So
I don't know. Personally, unless you have multiple people using your phone, I don't really have any purpose for this kind of an app. But, I mean, I'm glad that it exists. So I guess...
Can you encrypt multiple files or do you have to encrypt one at a time?
I didn't see where you can encrypt multiple. I mean, when you go to choose the files.
Like, can you do directories? I had a directory that's got 100 files in it and I wanted to encrypt all of them. Would I have to go one file at a time or could I just do the whole directory?
I don't know. I will have to try that on my media device to see if there's like check boxes that if you check one of the files and then you could something that you could tap and say, hey, select all or something of the sort and then choose to encrypt all of that. Now, I don't recall seeing such a feature in the description of the app, but again, I wasn't paying attention to see if it does such a thing, so I can't say for sure.
Oh, William has an interesting question. How do the glasses work? Can you easily enable and disable TalkBack? So the Envision glasses, you can run TalkBack and you can install Play Store apps. Now, there's some limitations of the glasses you should be aware of, or like anything else, right? So there's only 2 gigabytes of storage on these glasses. These are Chinese-type glasses. Okay. And I don't have them for any other purpose than running the voice. They do come with some Chinese apps. You'll know they're Chinese apps because
commentary?
When you try to read them, no. But when you do try to read them, they will say nothing because the TTS just doesn't read them.
Yeah.
So you can uninstall those.
Chinese spy.
There's nothing.
Does it have a Baidu on there or something like that?
No, it's running the Play Store. And anything else that's on there that doesn't have a name, you can just remove it.
Does it go hello?
No hello.
Come on, Marco, don't.
TalkBack, in order to get that working, you may need sighted assistance in the beginning. And the reason that you may need sighted assistance is because this thing doesn't have a keyboard. It doesn't have any input method other than a little rocker thing that goes left and right. And it does have a USB port, and it does come with a mouse. So
I might have to get my wife to help me out then.
Yeah, it does come with a your wife, Tracy. It does come with a wireless mouse that you can plug in the USB port. And you can also plug in an external keyboard. So as soon as you get somebody to enable TalkBack on that thing, which, you know, hopefully you can get somebody to help out with that. It doesn't take too much.
How did you manage to get that on? Nima, because you obviously haven't – you're on your own there. How did you
I ran it through ADB. The first time I had a pair of these and they broke. The first time I had a pair of these, I had a coworker turn TalkBack on. And after that, I figured out some way around that using ADB. Now, really, you're probably going to want sighted assistance to get these turned on and just to get the TalkBack enabled. Once you get TalkBack enabled, you can use an external keyboard, and I recommend using an external keyboard to control the glasses. Yeah, you can use the rocker thing, the rocker to sort of go up and down, but sometimes TalkBack doesn't scroll properly and it'll get stuck somewhere, like in the Play Store, for instance. It's very difficult to get to the search button. And if you don't have a keyboard, you can't type anyway. So you definitely want to plug in an external keyboard, and that'll help get you set up on Wi-Fi, and that'll help get you on the Play Store and install the voice. Now, once you get the voice installed,
do all the setting up first with the external keyboard prior to using it.
Right. Once you get the voice installed, the voice is automatically going to start automatically when it's running on a pair of glasses like that. So as soon as you boot up the glasses, the voice will start, and the voice is self-voicing. So you do not need TalkBack at that point, or you can. I have TalkBack still running. That's just in case something does happen to the voice or I need to access another part of the glasses. TalkBack still running. So either way is fine, but you can keep TalkBack running, and then the voice will automatically start up. And as I said, that's the only thing I use it for. And 99 times out of 100, the voice starts up, no dramas, no problem at all. It has two earphones, and they use it. They use one of the little jacks. It's not a 3.5 millimeter jack. It's like a 2.5 millimeter jack. It's a little
tiny jack. Yeah.
And there's one earphone per side. So it's a tiny little earphone that has like a, I don't know, 6 centimeter cord or less than that even. A short little cord that plugs in on both legs of the glasses.
So you could use one ear and not worry about the other ear.
One ear, or you can use both ears. And that's just to do the setup. Now, I recommend that if you're going to use these things, that you use Bluetooth headphones, that you get a pair of like the bone conduction headphones or something that's not going to block out sound, or something that'll give you pass through audio. And then you use Bluetooth headphones moving forward. I'm saying that these things come with the little headphones because you'll want to use those in the very beginning when you do the setup. Otherwise, it doesn't matter if you get TalkBack on, you won't be able to hear it. So